La Familia Acosta and some juicy romance with, you better stay tuned for that. Aquí vamos.
Bienvenidos a AfterBuzz TV, el ESPN de conversaciones de televisión.
Hey! Here we are at AfterBuzz TV, baby. I am Jackie Nova, and we are here with Party of Five. ¿Cómo está, mi gente? Ay, Dios mío. Pero mi vidas, we are here with J-Lo. She is just the original J-Lo, baby. Let me tell you a little something about her. She's right over there, baby. You can see her. She's an incredible producer, incredible host. She is a fan of Party of Five, just like I am. I mean, this show means so much to so many. Que te lo estoy diciendo ahora mismo. Aquí es que está la situación. Okay, right, J-Lo?
Right, Jackie, aquí estoy contigo y estoy muy contenta de estar aquí con todos ustedes, estar hablando Party of Five.
Sí.
Con esos juicy episodes that we saw tonight.
I know. Estamos aquí con episode one, el episodio dos. Y aquí estamos también en Spanglish, mi vida, so you can all understand us. Okay. So I'm gonna go on with a little bit of episode one. Este programa es un teen drama y es una cosa que, déjame decirte algo, estos muchachitos que están en high school and recently out of high school, they have to deal with a lot. They got to take care of themselves because the parents, as you know, se lo llevaron, ¿por qué taca? Y J-Lo, ¿cómo te sentiste? ¿Tú tienes una familia que ha estado con esa situación? Yo no tengo nada en mi familia que ha estado en esa situación, pero it's got to be so traumatizing. I can't even imagine having parents taken away.
Oh, yeah. I think, I've had family in those situations, and it's really hard, you know, because sí. Estás viviendo aquí, creces en una manera diferente a como es aquí, ¿me entiendes? Y ya sí. Tienes una costumbre, ya tienes tu rutina de familiar, ¿me entiendes? Y,
claro.
Y de repente todo eso cambia, y tú tienes que crecer como niño, y como persona, ¿me entiendes? Ya el mundo ya lo miras más diferentes, así como Emilio, que lo estaba viendo el diferente, no confiaba en nadie, hasta no confiaba en la gente de que él creció viendo desde que era niño, ¿me entiendes? So it's really hard to see people like that and see your parents just get taken away just like that and the family being separated.
It's just heart-wrenching. I mean, and just to clarify, perdóname, episodio 2 y 3, perdón por eso. Pero estamos aquí ya, nuevo año, y el episodio se llama Margin of Error. Y tú sabes que a mí me gustó a mí cuando, ¿cómo se llama? Lucía mencionó al hermano because he was having a hard time with physics. Y el pobrecito with so much pressure, ella estaba mencionando Margin of Error, and he didn't know what that meant. So él dijo, pero bueno, it's wiggle room. And what do you think? I felt like when Lucia went to the teacher because she felt really bad on episode two, she felt really bad that she wasn't there for her brother. ¿Cómo tú crees? ¿Cómo te sientes tú? Yo a mí como estaba como, a mí no me gustó esa maestra. Ella fue para la casa de la maestra, pero no me gustó. Como la maestra was basically saying, well, your parents don't have all, you know, they can't have, you know, they weren't here legally, so they deserve to go back, basically. How did you feel about that? ¿Cómo
sí,
te sentiste eso?
Me sentí bien mal porque es como, ¿me entiendes? Ella es parte de la comunidad latina y, mm-hmm. y de que ella, she just shut it down real quickly and was like, well, there's consequences, just like
claro.
For Beto, including your parents. That was really sad to hear, especially coming from her. I wasn't expecting her to extend the test or give him another chance or,
pero tú sabes que, pero si uno tiene a alguien que eso le pasó en la escuela, you have to have a little bit of sympathy, ¿no verdad? Como un poquito. A mí, yo me sintiera, si yo fuera la maestra, yo me sintiera un poquito mal. Y I'm not going to pass him, but I would absolutely extend maybe like, okay, I'm going to give you a couple of more days and let you take the test because of the circumstances that you're all home cuidando la familia, porque se llevaron la familia, los padres tuyos.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought, too, was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was just not expecting that answer at all.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was so cringing to see that because it's like, how do you tell that to a young girl that she's just coming asking for help, you know?
Right.
And how do you tell her that, you know, Beto has consequences just like your parents, you know, they didn't do things legally or whatever. And
right.
It was very hard, very, very cringing to see. And it's so sad, you know, because you're talking about her parents, you know?
I know.
Or just anybody in that situation, who cares, would it be anyone, you, me? It's just a really hard situation to be at, and for someone to tell you, like, yeah, you know, that's what happens. Those are the consequences.
Those are the consequences. Mm-hmm. Even though she even said, like, it hasn't, things have, you know, people haven't been kind to them. Things hasn't been kind. A mí me rompió el corazón completamente, te lo estoy diciendo, porque estos son niños. Yo no entiendo, pero me gusta este programa porque they're highlighting muchísima cosa que other shows are really not showing. And so I feel like this show is very original. Me gusta por eso. Y eso, that's what stuck out for me, like, with episode two. That, was there anything in episode two that maybe, you know, that stuck out for you?
No, like I said, the teacher, when the, see, you know, when Lucia went to go look for the teacher, that part right there was just very cringing and just very sad because, I don't know, you know, you look for your teachers for help, and see, for that to happen, it's definitely not what I wanted to hear, especially in the situation that they are in.
No. Bueno, tú sabes que si hay maestras escuchando este programa de Party of Five y están mirando el programa Party of Five, the actual show on Freeform, at, you know, Hulu, I would say, you know, you guys have to think that children need their parents, and yes, they took their parents. So just have a little more compassion. Because, I mean, teachers are supposed to care. Y como para mí, esa maestra no le importó nada. Ella como estaba como brava. So, yeah. Well, then, I'm going to keep episode two short because I feel that was the main highlight. And again, J-Lo agrees with me, so we're going to move on. And I just wanted to point out real quick, you know, Brandon Larocuente plays Emilio, para la gente que are still new to the show. And Emily Tosta is Lucia. And Nico Guardado is Beto. And we've got Ellie Paris Legaspi is Valentina. Me encanta ese nombre, Valentina. My niece is Valentina also. I love it. And the parents are so amazing. Fernanda, she plays Gloria. And Bruno plays, espérate, te lo voy a decir ahora mismo, Javier. I love this show. Me encanta este programa, big time. And so we're going to go to episode three. Is that fair enough, J-Lo?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To hang out. Sí, dímelo. Yeah?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's do it. So, episodio 3 se llama Long Distance. Bueno, este episodio tenía muchísima cosa que estaban pasando. You know, there's Beto, who's got a crush on Vanessa. Pero te lo voy a decir, Vanessa. You were flirting with both brothers. Even on episode two, she started the flirt on. I was kind of like, oh, I think she likes Beto. Pero después, ¿tú sabes qué? Ya Jay lo sabe. Metió mano con Emilio. ¿Cómo fue que te pareció eso, J-Lo? Que Vanessa is like a playa.
No, I know. It was so funny to see. I mean, it's funny and it's sad at the same time, you know, I think Beto thought something would happen and that's why he hired her too.
Right.
But, you know, Milo had to putting his hands in there, so
you know, when I get el papi chulo, that's why. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even think they were gonna hook up this fast.
Right.
I was really shocked that they hooked up this fast. You know, I thought it was gonna be a while, or she was gonna play hard to get. It was just really easy, you know. But I think both of them, they needed each other, so they were just kind of But yeah. I mean, we'll see where it happens, where it leads, you know,
yeah.
Because Beto did mention, you know, he was like, you know, is this another girl or is this your third, fourth, or, you know, and then.
I like when he said that. Yeah. You're like the third Vanessa.
Yeah, exactly. But then when he told Emilio too, you know, that kind of like hurt a little bit, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then, you know, Lucy and Matt, like Lucy's really depending on, she's got like this fix on this new guy, Matt, that's nuevo, pero él tiene miedo ser papelero de DACA. I mean, can you blame him?
No.
No.
Definitely not. It's really, it sucks, you know, that because that it's true. A lot of people here are scared to go anywhere because they think it's going to be a trick, you know, because it's happened before, you know. There's been many people that go up to you or they tell you like, oh, we're going to help you, you know, fix your papers, get you this and that. And it ends up being a trick, you know.
Yep.
So I'm glad that they played that, that he played that, you know, that he was really scared and he just didn't want to keep going through it. And he just didn't trust anybody. He didn't even trust Lucia. He thought, you know, it's like, why are you helping me? You don't know me. And,
right.
You know? So, I mean, but I was shocked that Lucia was even trying to help him, you know, because she's been on this, you know.
Selfish kick a little bit.
Exactly. And she's so angry at the world and everything. But I understand,
claro.
You know. But, yeah, I was really shocked that she was helping him. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with him. And I hope everything turns out okay, because when we saw that he ended up getting illegal paperwork and
Social Security,
which is even more scary.
A mí me dio miedo. Yo dije, ay, Dios mío, porque es que forget about que te mandan para México o para otro pueblo. Te manda para cárcel, gente. A mí me diera, ay, Dios mío, yo no sé lo que yo hiciera. Bueno, es que eso da demasiado miedo.
Right.
Confronting la gente de DACA para hacer los papeleros, because they could trick you.
Right, and it's the worst because he's alone, you know. He doesn't even want anything to do with his family, you
right.
know. So, you know, es muy difícil estar aquí en este país y solo, sin familia, y que tu familia no te quiere.
Sí.
Y ahí imagínate agarrando papeles, es un riesgo muy fuerte que estás haciendo. Sí. Y vamos a ver, pero quiero saber un poco más de su historia. So, I'm happy de que they hired him. Y
yo también,
porque
yo también.
Sí quiero saber un poco más de su historia. Quiero saber quién es Matthew, where did he come from? Because obviously, you know, he seems really smart. So
we'll see. Inteligente. Mm-hmm. Se parece inteligente. Y algo, sí, es que la historia de él es bien interesante. So es un misterio, gente.
Sí, es un misterio.
Y queremos saber más. So it's a mystery, people. And we want to know more about Matt. So yeah, como J-Lo and I are saying, we're really glad they booked him on this show, because it's just really an important, integral part of how DACA works and how the situation with Party of Five, which everybody keeps confusing Party of Five with the old Party of Five TV show, some people, but this is Party of Five con los Latinos. Eso lo que es. Y bueno, tú sabes que otra cosa que me gustó de este episodio, porque tú sabes, ahora la gente, estamos con el programa más corto. Our shows are a little shorter, so you know how it is. We like to just bring you the good stuff, and we're here, and then you can write comments. And talking about comments, I mean, guys, it is the new year, and thank you so much for watching AfterBuzz and being part of AfterBuzz TV. We couldn't have done this without you. I love AfterBuzz. J-Lo loves AfterBuzz. We all love AfterBuzz TV. So just go to your YouTube, check it out, write your comments, go to iTunes, give us thumbs up and all that good stuff. Subscribe, because we're here and we love you and we couldn't do this without you. So thank you so much for watching AfterBuzz TV. Aquí estamos, mi gente. Claro que sí. Bueno, tú sabes, otra cosa que me gustó de episodio 3 es cuando Emilio went to la, él fue para la casa de Vanessa. Because since we're talking about how they got their little flirt on and how they hooked up. Well, you know, karma works in mysterious ways too. El gatico. Y no el gatico que ustedes están creyendo. Otro, meow, gatico. Got him all allergic, like, I'm sure they didn't have as much fun as they thought they were going to have. Were you happy about that? Because I don't know. I kind of feel like I just wish Vanessa, with how hard she was flirting with Beto, I just wish that she would have kind of, you know, I don't know, hooked up with him instead.
Well, we got to remember, Beto is in high school, so I don't know if that's exactly legal, especially if...
But is Vanessa? I thought maybe Vanessa was working there, but was still in high school, too.
I don't think she is. Mm. I'm not exactly... Because I don't know... I don't think she would be in... I don't think she's in high school, because then she wouldn't be hooking up with
Milo. Otro.
So, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, probably
bueno,
not.
Bueno, tú sabes como alguna gente son. Yo no sé, pero yeah, es un programa.
Yeah, another thing that I think it's really interesting is Vanessa, you know? Like, she's exactly... like Matthew. I want to know more of her. Where did she come from? Because she does live alone. We don't really know too much about her family or anything like that. So I do want to know a little bit more about her as well. So we're going to have to see the series and
Talk about it here. Yeah, tenemos que seguir mirando las series episode after episode because it's super interesting. I just can't get over how interesting each episode is.
What do you think of Beto and Emilio's relationship right now because of Vanessa? You know, it's you know, we see it all the time. You know, brothers always fight over girls or stuff like that. But it was, I think it really shocked Beto because it's like, you know, he mentioned to him, you know, you always want to take over everything. He also meant like, you know, taking care of them, the restaurant and, you know, now Vanessa. So that really, you know, and I think right now everything is hitting home a little bit harder just because, you know, they're in the situation that they're in. But
oh, right. Because the parents are just not coming back anytime soon.
Exactamente.
Seems like.
Y no tienen a sus papás para que los estén guiando y diciendo y apoyando o hablando con el uno y el otro y diciéndoles que todo va a estar bien en que hay diferentes maneras en que ellos pueden buscar a otra pareja, ¿me entiendes? Beto puede buscar a alguien en su escuela o Emilio, lo que sea, ¿me entiendes?
Claro.
So es algo muy difícil.
Es bien difícil porque Emilio como, ahora como él es el papá.
Sí.
Y he's taken over. So sometimes that does happen when you're the oldest and you kind of take over, pero... Yo creo que Emilio tiene que pensar, okay, let me consult with my siblings, even though they're younger, just a little bit, just so that it could feel a little more even throughout.
Es como, es algo que yo pensé hoy cuando estaba viendo el episodio, dije, es como que Emilio quiere hacer todo bien, pero todo le está saliendo mal.
Sí.
¿Me entiendes?
El pobrecito.
El restaurante, you know, miramos de que... No confiaba en el episodio de Dios, miramos que no confiaba en su otro trabajador.
Sí.
En este episodio miramos de que su papá estaba haciendo negocios con Uncle Louis, que más bien le estaba quitando todo el dinero y se estaba aprovechando de él. Y él estaba queriendo parar ese negocio, que hasta abrió una discusión con su papá. Y miramos de que, ¿qué es lo que va a hacer? You know, ¿me entiendes? Porque ahora, aunque su papá le esté ayudando desde allá y esté llamando a los trabajadores diciéndoles de que hagan esto, hagan el otro, Javier no puede ser tanto de México, ¿me entiendes? Él tiene que estar aquí. Y la única persona que puede decidir los momentos ahora y las decisiones que están ahí presente es Emilio.
Sí.
¿No? Y entonces estoy muy curiosa a ver cómo él va a cambiar el restaurante y qué reglas va a hacer, ¿me entiendes? Porque él no tiene tanta experiencia, ¿acuerdo? Hay que acordarnos de que él nunca quería trabajar ahí. Él quiere su música.
Hasta guindó su guitarra.
Sí.
Para recordarse que, tú sabes, su primer amor es la guitarra, es la música, pero tiene que cuidar a la familia porque Beto se lo dijo también. Nosotros no podemos quedarnos con la casa si tú sigues con la música porque es un gig de once a month. So you have to have a job, like help out our parents with their restaurant. Que lo escribí aquí, los Cantarritos. Los Cantarritos. That's such a cute name, el restaurante, Dios mío. Está bello, está bello. Pero sí, eso es lo que es. Dios mío, qué episodios. No puedo operar. Yo quiero ya la semana que viene que venga para ver más y más y más y más y más. Y que sigue, they better have another season because te lo digo ahora mismo. So, J-Lo, ¿quiere decir algo más de episodio 3? Porque como tú y yo somos panas.
Yo pienso de que también es podemos hablar de cómo esa bond que tiene Valentina y Gloria. No,
Valentina y bueno, y sí, Gloria, sí, Gloria, la mamá, su mamá, mm-hmm. Sí, mm-hmm. Su mamá, sí.
Y esa, ¿me entiendes? Porque miramos de que ella está muy atachada a su mamá, que sí. Todos los días, cada momento quiere hablar con ellos. Y no te estoy diciendo que no está bien, pero es algo, yo pienso...
Para el desarrollo de uno, tiene que despegarse un poquito.
Porque yo pienso que ahorita la que necesita más a sus papás es Valentina.
Sí,
¿me entiendes? Porque ella está creciendo y está en esa edad de que no sabe qué está pasando y es muy inteligente. Eso Súper. Sí te lo voy a decir. Es muy inteligente, pero es algo de que no es bueno para ella, ¿me entiendes? Y estamos viendo que ese attachment that they have is just not doing her any good.
No, for neither one of them.
No, exactly. No. Not even for the
mother. No, not even for the mother, porque la mamá está sufriendo demasiado.
Así como le dijo su mamá, es lo único que tenemos, que sí. Solo quieren hablar. Y si es lo único que tienen, eso no es vida.
No es vida.
Para las dos, porque Valentina is not going to be able to go on here and be able to focus in her school, which that's all her worry should be.
I mean, you see that she's like leaving her class to go to the bathroom, like, I have a stomach ache. And she's like on her phone and stuff. Like, no, you can't do that. You can't focus. La pobrecita. So, a mí me gustó que Beto le atrajo la atención a su mamá. Mm-hmm. Que es un problema con
That's
Valentina.
That's probably one of the good things he's done so far.
Yes, good job, Beto. Point for you. Yeah. You know, I think like Beto and Emilio are doing like equally kind of like, even though they're, you know, Emilio is older.
Their mindset is a little different.
It's totally, yeah, their mindsets are different, but like they're doing, they really want to try hard to keep the family together.
I think
because,
they all do, but I think, you know, as we're watching the show, you know, we're like, okay, don't do this, don't do that. But then we also have to remember we were all their age, you know?
Yes.
And even 5 years ago, I don't think the same. We don't think the same.
Exactly.
Every year that goes by, we don't think the same. We start changing. We think differently. So at their age, my worry is not about me taking care of my siblings. Like, yes, I love my siblings. Yes, you're going to protect them. And yes, you're going to always be there for them. But for you to give a whole life, like, that your siblings depend on you, like, whatever money you make, it's going to go to them. It's a big job, you know? And for Valentina to be worried about her parents, that's something, you know, no kid at her age should be worrying about.
No, they really shouldn't.
So this is why I like the show, and this is why I think it's so important that they're highlighting all these really big moments.
It's super important. Mm-hmm. And they're all such different ages that between the parents and the teachers and, you know, all the siblings, todos los hermanos, son la diferencia of their ages is so different that everyone can watch this show. Mm-hmm. Todo el mundo puede mirar este programa. Todo el mundo. Es perfecto para la familia entera.
Sí, porque es una serie de que te enseña no solo de familias, pero te enseña que esto está pasando en la vida
ahora mismo.
Y más bien, ellos hay que decir que los tienen un poco bueno, ¿me entiendes? Este es like the PG version or like the G-rated version of this.
Sí, porque no todos los padres tienen restaurante, una casa linda, le dejaron con dinero.
Hay unos que los hijos nacieron aquí y se van con sus papás deportados también. Porque, ¿qué vas a decir tú?
Claro.
¿Me entiendes?
Nadie, porque si te llevan, te llevan.
Eso, te llevan o los llevan a una agencia de adopción.
Sí.
And that's it. You'll never see them again.
No.
So,
los separan toditos y ni pueden hablar por el teléfono porque hay eso.
No pueden hacer eso, no se pueden defender. Los papás tampoco porque no hay nadie ahí para que hablen por ellos. So, todo esto que está haciendo Freeform con esta serie, me gusta porque está tocando topics that...
Súper importante.
Súper important. Súper, súper important.
And súper importante.
That are gonna make you wanna watch the show.
Mm-hmm. Y quiero decirle gracias a Yolanda. Guillén is the casting director. Beautifully casted. Epic. Y el program creator is Amy Lipman. And I'll tell you next week a bunch of shows that she's worked on. I'll give you a little highlight on them because it's just, but I'm going to do a little special segment right now because we're getting close to near the end. So our special segment for today is tonight we're highlighting the reboot of the show Charmed. Charmed is an American fantasy drama television series developed by Jenny Snyder Ehrman, Jessica O'Toole, and Amy Rardin. It is a reboot of the WB series of the same name created by Constance M. Burge, which originally aired from 1998 to 2006. And what we're trying to highlight here is that in this special segment, the revamped version is going to have Latino characters and storylines, and Melanie Diaz as Mel Vera, the middle half-sister in the family, a strong-willed feminist and passionate, outspoken activist. Mel is a graduate student in the Women's Studies Department at Hilltown University. She is a lesbian who was in a relationship with Nico, a detective on the Hilltown police force, until she had to use a spell to make it so that they were never met. And it entered a relationship with Jada Shields. So there's just a lot of great stuff going on in television, period. And I'm going to go to news real quickly before we wrap it up. We'll just give you a quick little news here. Well, we've got, you know, Emily Tosta. I'm going to talk about her today real quickly. She's Dominican Venezuelana who came to America on a travel visa from the DR and is still using a work visa. Recognizes the feedback loop between real life feelings and the ones necessary for acting. It's a lot, especially when you're dealing with such strong scenes and such strong emotions, she reveals. You have to navigate them in your brain and then in your heart, and sometimes you have to find things from your own personal life to bring that emotion. And I mean, they've just been crying on set left and right because it's so emotional that they've just been literally crying, like even when they're not taping. So it's a very emotional set, but they are holding it together and they are like family now. So we want to do a quick little prediction.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, Jayla, what do you predict before we get going?
Oh my God, there's so much.
I know.
I really love this show.
I'm in love with it.
Yeah, I love it. I think we're probably, I mean, I probably cheated a little bit because I saw the clip from next week's episode. But we're probably going to see more intense topics.
Yes.
And I'm actually, I mean, it's not a good thing, but I'm actually happy that they're going to show those. You know, I'm really, really excited about that.
Yes.
So I'm hoping to see more of that, not just next week, but every week.
Every week.
You know, because it's time for people to, you know.
See.
Para que
abren los ojos.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm excited for that. So, yeah, more intense topics, more cringing moments, and yes. I'm all for it. What about you, Jackie?
Sí. Ay, Dios mío. Todo eso. Y también yo creo que Vanessa va a tener... Bueno, ya sabemos que... Dios mío. Vanessa a lo mejor va a dejar... yo ni sé. Emilio. Porque le gusta, pero como... Hay un alguito ahí. You know, or maybe como el hermano dijo, que he's going to dump her. So, I mean, that's juicy, like little cutesy stuff. Pero yo creo que there's going to be a big deal thing con la DACA. And Matt having this, like, illegal social security of a baby. Like, there's just going to be major stuff going on. It's going to unravel. Pero es el tiempo, mi vida. Es el tiempo. Déjalo comments aquí, mi vida, en el YouTube. Los comentarios. Te queremos muchísimo. Soy Jackie Nova. Te voy aquí con J-Lo in the house, mi amores. Aquí estamos con Party of Five. And I love you guys! Wait a minute. Ay, Dios mío. Casi se me olvidó. J-Lo, where can we find you? Oh, casi se me olvidó, mi vida.
A mí me pueden encontrar en todas las redes sociales at IamJLo.2TOO.
Hola, mi vidas. Okay, you can find me at Jackie Nova 7 across the board, mi vida. And don't forget to go to oxfilms.us. Our movie is everywhere, Art of Deception. I love you guys. Cuídense. After Buzz, baby. Con Party of Five.
Nuestros fundadores Kevin Undergaro y María Menounos quieren agradecerles por estar aquí en After Buzz TV. Recuerden que no solo somos los primeros en ser los más grandes del mundo y el único destino para todos sus programas de televisión favoritos. Así, vayan a AfterBuzzTV.com para ver nuestra lista de shows. ¡Hasta luego!